Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in Joliet, Illinois, confirmed to CBS News that the man who had shot and killed a total of 8 people in 3 locations in the area since Sunday shot and killed himself after a confrontation with police southwest of San Antonio, Texas. Joliet Police Chief Bill Evans says police don't have a motive for the killings, but he says the shooter knew his victims.
We have 7 here at this scene. We have another at the Will County scene.
Voters in New Hampshire have a decision to make.
Jim of Hanover, New Hampshire, says his vote for Nikki Haley is all about policy.
We need a candidate, a president, who is policy-focused. Policy-focused means doing the work of finding a way to get bills passed that address major national issues. Debt, health care costs, inflation, the border.
Augusta is all in for Donald Trump.
There are a lot of people that are purely anti-Trump, and I understand that, but I think they don't see the real Trump, and I think they don't see what he accomplished. I mean, one of the major things, I think, was the economy.
Matt Piper, CBS News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
All 6 votes cast just after midnight in tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, went for Nikki Haley. It wasn't too long ago that California was in a drought. Now it's dealing with too much rain, says CBS's Elise Preston.
All of California has seen significant rainfall over the last few days, but San Diego, which is about 100 miles south of here, really bore the brunt of this storm. There are so many emergency calls, drivers are being warned to stay off the roads.
An execution is scheduled in Alabama Thursday that would be the first in the nation to use nitrogen gas. Deborah Deno is a law professor at Fordham University and an expert in execution methods.
We are the most punitive Western country, and that includes implementing the death penalty.
While the number of children younger than 6 ingesting liquid laundry detergent packets, has dropped in recent years, there has been an increase in such incidents involving older teens, children, and even adults, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
According to a new study from Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Central Ohio Poison Center, there were 9 deaths associated with the ingestion of laundry detergent packets. All 9 fatalities involved adults, 7 of whom were more than 70 years old.
A woman charged with killing a high-profile entertainment marketing consultant in his home in Los Angeles has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say 36-year-old Jamila Elena Michi forced her way into Michael Latt's home in November and shot him. He was well-known in Hollywood, working with directors including Ryan Coogler and Ava DuVernay. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Hospital Sisters Health System announced Monday that they are closing 2 hospitals in western Wisconsin, the Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls will both close by the end of April. They say the closures are due to prolonged operational and financial stress placed on the hospitals that began with COVID. Vice President Kamala Harris was in suburban Waukesha County Monday while the legal battle over reproductive rights in Wisconsin wages on.
In a state whose motto is forward, these extremists are trying to take us backward. Well, we're not having that.
State lawmakers took testimony Monday on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled away late to beat the Pistons. Final score, Milwaukee 122, Detroit 113. Giannis with 31 points. Chris Middleton scoring 26. Surpassing the big dog, Glenn Robinson, as the third highest scoring player in franchise history. And he did it in Detroit, where his NBA career began. Middleton on Bally Sports.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. You know, I'm happy. Still want to keep doing a lot of great things for this team, for this city. It all started here, which is pretty cool that I did that, but I feel like I still have a lot left.
College hoops, Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight to face the Gophers. NFL, at his end-of-season press conference, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur suggested he'd consider giving up play calling during games in order to focus on all aspects of the team.
You know, I got to make some decisions how we, you know, game plan offensively. Going to look at all that stuff and try to do what's best for our football team.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight. Lows in the middle 20s. Light winds. On Tuesday, clouds in lower 30s. On Wednesday, we will have a chance of some showers in the afternoon. Cloudy skies. Highs will reach the middle 30s in the late day. Right now, it's 28.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Hot Kelvin C on the board, coming to you live. You don't like that one. To you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. We're still kicking around names for our producer, Kelvin. So if you ever want to join us with a suggestion, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. So excited to have our next guest here. And this came from in-house. Our very own one and only Fancy Brian Kelly has a daughter in this program, and he is the one who turned us on to the Oak Creek Girls Basketball Club. The president, Carrie Grieving, joins us live. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for making time for us. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jane. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And also Brian. I guess I owe him now.
Brian's so excited about this. And he was like, you know, and I know his daughter Darby has been involved in the basketball program for a while. But tell us about, first of all, the program and what is the goal of this basketball program?
Sure. So the Oak Creek Girls Youth Basketball Club is essentially a feeder program for our high school team. And that covers grades 3rd through 8th. And what we do is essentially organize all these youth basketball players into teams so that they start to learn the skills they're going to need if they think they're going to play in high school. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to play in high school.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that they don't decide at some point along the way it's not for them. But we try to make it so it's more than just, you know, playing basketball. Yes, it's skills and all that kind of stuff, but we are very much community based. We're trying to make good teammates. We're trying to, you know, teach girls how to be part of a community and supporters, all that good stuff that, you know, everyone should do with sports.
Watching third graders play basketball must be, I just joyful.
It is a wild time. I will tell you that. You will go and then you realize, I can't believe I'm spending my time watching this, but they're thrilled. They don't even care. They're just playing basketball with their friends. And also our youngest, when we get down to that third grade level, we invite anyone. So if we, you know, need to supplement or whatever, we let second graders play. You have a first grader that loves to play basketball, send them our way, because they can learn a lot when they're, it doesn't matter how old you are.
So it's not necessarily about fielding a championship team. The whole goal is to, you know, grow killers in basketball. And it's really just about learning different skills and all the different skills you can learn through a team sport. Right, Carrie?
Yes, that's exactly what it's about. It's not, we, wins and losses are never at the top of our list. It's nice to win. I mean, the girls want to win.
Sure.
It's also funny, you can see, but in a team, like, who's the competitive?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Who's there for a good time?
There's something like a third grader saying, get it together!
Yeah, it's a little intense sometimes when you get players like that. I mean, others are just excited to have a uniform. Literally, yeah. That is the bottom line. They just are looking for a good time, which is what we support, because everything's volunteer, too. I should make that clear. We are not bringing in coaches who are creating dynasties or doing anything like that. These are volunteer coaches who mostly are parents who play basketball themselves, or, you know, occasionally we have someone who like teaches Phi Ed or like has a background like that. But most of them are parents, and there are days when they all say, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is a lot for my spare time.
Well, and for grins and giggles, essentially. And again, you know, if there are kids who want to develop and into more serious players, that is part of the program too. But that is not the overarching goal of this youth basketball program.
No, it's not at all. And it's also like, it's about the extra things that you do. Like we really are heavy on the teammate, like how to be a good teammate, how to be part of a team, which is why we do all the other fun stuff. Our shootout is essentially a fundraiser. So
that's this weekend, right? The shootout is this
coming up this weekend. Yes. Saturday and Sunday. And ours is big. Like it's 82 teams. It's a lot of teams across the board, and it stretches 2 days. But we also, it's more about, yes, there our teams are playing in that tournament, but they're also helping me, you know, with sponsors. They're making puppy chow to sell at concessions. They have tattoos on and face paint, and like having people come into their school and play in their tournament is a big deal.
I bet. Good heavens, 82 teams. Where are they all coming from?
Oh, all over the place. They're all over Wisconsin. Sometimes we get an Illinois team or two, but you know. January weather
not
isn't
so much.
Great.
Do they count? I mean, they're Illinois. Mm.
Right. I mean, we're not that welcoming, but anywhere in the state. De Pere, I think, is our farthest team this year. All the locals, which is also fun, too, because it's our rivalries all show up. So Muskego's there and Franklin's there and South Milwaukee's there. And it's like a lesser level than the high school when they get together and play, but it's still very much the same idea.
If you're just joining us, Carrie Grieving is our guest. She is the president of the Oak Creek Girls Basketball Club, and they have their big shootout event that is happening this weekend over 2 days involving 82 different teams. Carrie, I was not an athlete as a kid. I was in theater. I was a theater kid. Mm-hmm. So that was where I learned teamwork of a different kind, and there. But
you learned teamwork.
Yes, with jazz hands.
Yes,
but tell me about the other things that kids learn, especially girls can learn from a sports program.
Oh, it's unlimited. That's why when people always ask me, you know, oh, how much time do you spend dribbling and doing all that kind of stuff? Yeah, they go to practice for that, but it's the learning to be like encouraging. Supportive, especially when things are not going your way. How to, you know, not turn on your team, how to play your role, how to listen. That's a big one.
I mean,
if you want to talk to any of our coaches, like learning to listen and do what's asked of you without doing too much more or trying, learning your place on a team. Also being part more than just of the basketball team, but part of the program, part of Oak Creek. They're out there trying to get sponsors. They're trying to, you know, help all the things that come in life where it's not just you, when it's not just about you. And even as a student, you know, you're very kind of focused on yourself a lot of the times. You're not worried about your other students in class. Like this is different because you are concerned about your team. You want everyone to succeed. You want your program to succeed. I love the shootout. Because we're all there on the same days. Typically every team is scattered.
You're all over the place. Sure.
Right. We're playing in Waterford. Someone else is playing in Germantown. It's hard to see other teams, but for the shootout, we're all there. So other team, you know, our third grade team will watch our eighth grade team and all of that. And it's just like, I don't know. I love youth sports. It's, has a lot of crazy stuff, but it has a lot of good stuff.
It sounds like you absolutely love it. I mean, and also like there's youth sports out there that is hard because it's taking kids all over the state for competitions. This is more, this is different. This sounds like a joyous time that like you, even as I'm a non-parent, I would go and watch this. It sounds like a lot of fun. I'd go with Fancy Brian and we'd have a blast and buy some puppy chow.
Right.
Is there you mentioned like third graders and eighth graders, do you have like a buddy system where like the eighth graders like have a buddy in the third grade or the fourth grade, kind of get them into it and maybe acclimate them if they're shy or just not feeling it at the point?
Yeah, we try. We really try because, well, what's funny is immediately the third graders come in and they'll see the eighth graders. They just see them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, who are those girls? Like, it's so exciting. They're like superstars.
Yeah.
And then they go and see the high school girls, and it's even like a level. It's like Giannis is playing when our varsity team plays. It's very, I don't know. It's pretty fun to watch, but we do try to do that. It's the hardest part is scheduling because teams are never together. They're trying to get gym time. They're trying to get, you know, they all play in different leagues. Mm-hmm. As much as we try, it's not always easy to do. What we do every single week is have a nights out player of the week.
Yeah.
So we can, you know, spotlight, and rarely is it a player. It's usually a team or a group of players or a couple players. And that goes out to the program and on our Facebook page and all that too. So, you know, these faces, we had one of the teams go out and ring the, you know, Salvation Army
bells. Cool.
And collect during the holidays. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that's nice out player of the week. It's not rebounds and, you know, points scored.
And just the whole, I love your description of what they are learning and how important it is to look out for others other than just ourselves. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they will take all these lessons with them as they go on in life and move into a community and get married and have kids and do those things. But that same kind of looking out for each other, we are all part of a whole as they get older, right?
Yeah, that's exactly the plan. It's what we want to see happen. And you see it. What's even better is in this kind of program, you get to see it happening. They all come in as strangers. And then it's wild when some of these players have played from third through eighth grade together. Like, that's a lot of time to be a teammate. They've become very good friends or even just quote unquote regular friends. Like, that matters, because then when you go to high school and you're going to play not only with your grade, but you'll play with other grades too and other players. But it's such a sense of community. It's also funny too, because as the shootout gets closer, I get girls who just want to be involved. Can I volunteer? Can I run admissions? They're just there. They're jazzed. They're ready to go.
That is so cool.
That's great.
It really is. And if you have time, Carrie, we'd like you to stay for a second segment, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
Oh, good. I want to talk more about third grader scribbling.
Absolutely.
Just because I think it's so funny.
I recently went to an NBA game, and I feel like if I watched third graders playing basketball, they would have a better grasp on the fundamentals than some of these million-dollar players who are able to travel with such ease and double dribble and just break the rules with no caution to the wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you want to go to a game with someone who will nitpick the Bucks apart, even though she's their very biggest fan, I will let you go with my daughter, who is like, she's in seventh grade, but she's like, travel, carry, double dribble.
Love it. Love it.
I'm like, are you having a good time? She's like, oh, I love this.
She's a ref in the making. All right, we got to go to break, Carrie. When we return, Carrie Grieving will still be with us. We're talking about the big Oak Creek shootout, the Oak Creek Girls Basketball Club event happening this weekend. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so very much for joining us. We are talking basketball. We're talking about the Oak Creek Shootout girls basketball that is happening this coming weekend. And our guest is the president of the Oak Creek Girls Basketball Club, Carrie Grieving. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for staying along for a second segment. I know you said there's 82 teams this weekend. Logistically, putting something like this together, and as you said, it's all volunteer, just pulling this off successfully is really quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it really is. I start to like lose sleep after January 1st. That's when I start to worry. Mostly it's a weather concern first. Sure. You know, we don't want bad weather. Although we had a snowstorm last year and it still went off. So I don't know. I'll take that as a win. But it's, yes, it is a big deal. We have two. So in Oak Creek, we have the ninth grade center, which is just for freshmen. And then we have our main school gym. So we are using the two big gyms in the main gym school and then also the ninth grade center gyms. So two buildings means double everything, you know, concessions, admissions, volunteers, gym supervisors, clocks and scorers, all of the things that when you attend a tournament, you don't typically think about.
Sure.
But when you plan it, you really do. And we try so hard, too, to make it like we want people to have good food. We aren't looking to just give you like
just make money.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And we don't want you to have like weird hot dogs. You're stuck there all day. You're playing all these games. Sometimes you go to these concessions and you're just like, oh. Not to say that we don't want people to go out like in the community. There's plenty of options around
of course.
The school. But, you know, walking tacos and grilled cheeses and pizza and that kind of stuff. At least that's a step up from nothing.
Yeah.
It's a step up from weird hot dogs.
It is a step. I mean, we still have hot dogs, but they're not weird.
They're absolutely weird hot dogs.
Good. No. You got rid of the weird hot dog vendor. That's always critical to weed them out.
Yes. It's taken years, but we got it finally.
But too, and we've talked about this before, Carrie. It's so hard to find people who are willing to ref now. And the fact that you're able to recruit this many folks to do this for you, that's really something. I mean, that's a lot of teams and a lot of games.
And I also have to imagine because this is more of a, you know, the name of those teams where it's not high school or even school based. It's more like a community based basketball thing. So I don't imagine you have these psychotic parents who are like getting on the ref's case, like everyone's in this for the fun and we're having a good time.
Yes, that's it. Our program is very much that way. You know, we're not there to cause trouble. These refs give up their time and yes, they're being paid and it is their job, but they also don't have to sign up. I mean, they have the option of not choosing our tournament and we don't really have that problem. Our vice president, he is very involved in the basketball community in Southeast Wisconsin, in Wisconsin in general, and has a lot of good contacts.
Oh,
so that
great.
Helps us.
That's great.
But bottom line, if your tournament isn't run well, no one's going to ref.
No.
And then you can't do this.
And the word gets out too. People find out real quick.
Yeah. Last year we had an issue and we have zero tolerance too. You know, anyone who's getting crazy and lippy or whatever as a fan, we don't need you at a youth basketball tournament. But last year we had one crazy situation where they're, you know, you just think to yourself, like, why am I here?
Yeah.
I don't understand how you're this upset about this, but you know, you just take care of it and you hope that there's no more issues. And when you put on all these games, you know, 123 games or whatever, you expect a little bit of something could go
sure
off kilter, but sure,
yeah,
when it's just once, it's okay.
Oh, that's boy, that you're golden if all you have is one instance out of all of these events going on. And just as a reminder for parents, can you just keep in mind the example you're setting for your child? Just, it's a small little thing.
That's why I don't think I could be a coach or even a ref. If I was a ref, oh, none of that would stand. I would stop a game in the middle of a dribble and be like, you, get out of my gym right now. No one needs you here.
No, absolutely not. I do like it when refs occasionally will, you know, stand up for themselves, yeah, or call out and say like, no, we're not doing that. I also like that most parents, when called out like that, are incredibly like immediately
good
looking, yeah, away like, oh, you're going to respond to me? I'm not prepared for that. I thought I was just going to say things.
Good. I'm glad they're so a modicum of shame still exists.
That gives me
hope for humanity.
Your hope is based on shame. Wow.
Well, sometimes it seems like people don't even feel shame anymore.
I agree with you
100%.
Bad,
yep.
Just in the couple of minutes that we have left, if people want to go this weekend, if people would like to volunteer, Carrie, who should they contact? How do they go about this? How do they learn more?
Sure. Well, they could go to our Facebook page. Obviously, that's the easiest way to get in touch. Or you could just email me directly, which our email is a little tricky. It's OCGYBC@gmail.com, which is Oak Creek Girls Youth Basketball Club. And you can find that very easily. And I can always help with anything that you need if you want to. I should say that games run from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. on Saturday, and then 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Sunday. It's $5 admission across the board.
For the whole day?
$5 for the whole day.
Will Brian be there?
Brian will be there. Mm-hmm. I hope. If not, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to call him out.
Oh, if Brian's there on Sunday, I might have to go.
Just out of curiosity, because now I'm obsessed with third grade basketball, how long do the third grade games last?
We have 18-minute halves in our games, but it's running clock. So it takes a lot to stop a clock in a third grade game, because if you start stopping clocks, you'll be there for a year. And you lose your job. You'll never see your family again.
The girls are now in fifth grade. And
they're all graduating now. It just took forever.
How did I get here? Yeah, exactly.
And any other events that you have coming up over the course of the year, just as fundraisers, Carrie?
Oh, yeah. We do all sorts of things. We're big on the 4th of July parade. If you ever want to come to a parade, come to OC.
That'd be fun.
We give a lot of good swag. We also are, you know, we're out and about at a lot of basketball, whether it's at Marquette or the Bucks or that kind of stuff. We also put on, we're looking for a summer concert this year that we might just put on as a fundraiser, since everyone always wants to be outside.
Sure.
We put 3-on-3 tournaments, all the things that are simple enough, but is nice for the community too.
Well, well done on this, Carrie, and all of your people who put this together and put it together so successfully. That's for all volunteer youth. That's what a wonderful example for the rest of us.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, I cannot thank our parents and our coaches enough. But bottom line,
Carrie Grieving is the president of the Oak Creek Girls Basketball Club, and their big OC shootout is this weekend. Thank you so very much for joining us, Carrie. It's been a lot of fun. Go girls.
Go girls.
That's right. Go Knights.
Go Knights. Go Knights. All right. And you third graders, go smack them. All right.
Hey, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The voters of tiny Dixville Notch cast their New Hampshire primary ballots shortly after midnight, as they always do in elections. All six voted for Nikki Haley, who spent yesterday strongly criticizing her opponent.
What I will say to Donald Trump is, if you have that political elite, you can have them. Because that's never who I wanted to work for. I always wanted to serve the people.
For his part, Trump claimed that many Haley voters won't support a Republican in November.
Did you see where 50% of the people that voted for her in Iowa are going to vote for Biden? In other words, the Democrats. They're voting. Think of it. They're going to vote for Biden.
A killer walks among us no more. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The Joliet, Illinois Police Department says that the man they've been looking for in the deaths of eight people over 2 days in that city is dead. Romeo Nance was tracked down to Natalia, Texas, southwest of San Antonio, and apparently took his own life.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden will be in Superior on Thursday to talk about the bipartisan infrastructure bill. He's coming on the heels of the announcement that Wisconsin and Minnesota are getting $1 billion to replace the Blatnik Bridge that connects Superior to Duluth. Details on exactly when and where the president will talk have not yet been released. Vice President Kamala Harris came to Big Bend, Wisconsin on Monday to tout reproductive rights. Wisconsin agriculture officials are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates through the end of January. The coverage is only offered on a first-come, first-served basis. There's no limit on acres an applicant can apply for, though farmers who got state or federal cost-sharing to plant cover crops in 2023 are not eligible this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight. Lows in the middle 20s. Light winds. On Tuesday, clouds in lower 30s. On Wednesday, we will have a chance of some showers in the afternoon. Cloudy skies. Highs will reach the middle 30s in the late day. Right now, it's 28.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Dr. Dial, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Shout out to everybody listening in Oshkosh on WISS or on the Buzz of the North in Hayward, WBZH.
You don't just say Dr. Dial and then walk on like nothing happened.
We're running it for test run.
Dr. Dial actually sounds like a 70s DJ. Like, you're listening to Dr. Dial on the disco or whatever you call it back
in the Venus Flytrap.
What was the weirdest name for a 70s radio station? Like, you know, like the...
Again, Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap are the two that come to me from from WKRP.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in real life, like, you know, you're listening to something like, you know, the disco or the, I don't know. I was two, so I have no idea. I didn't listen to radio back then. Oh. Yeah, deal with it.
Yes, I joined radio when they were still steam operated. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96.
A party.
Or you can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. That was a really fun half hour with Carrie Grieving from the Elk Creek Girls Basketball Club and what they're trying to do. And if you were watching in the live stream, I'm sure you could notice she just was glowing.
Yes.
Talking about this. She's sure obviously joy. So excited about it and just having so much fun with it. So that's... Yeah. That's really lovely to see. Coming up in a little bit, 11:50, our own news guy for Civic Media, Stuart J. Waddles, who's based out of Racine, will be joining us live. He is in Big Bend. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to speak about 12:15 today, so we'll get a little update of what is going on with Stuart. He did send us some pictures, and be patient if you're trying to get in there. It looks like there was a fair amount of traffic and things were moving a little bit slowly.
That's what happens when a VP comes to town.
She's going to be speaking most likely about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Today is the 51st anniversary of the passing of Roe until it was overturned by the Dobbs decision. So that's coming up at 11:50. Right now, though, we want to talk about good things.
Oh, good things.
We want to talk about something. Tell me something good, Greg.
Tell me something good.
Your hair looks
great today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I talked about this now a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We had a new washer and dryer delivered after we finally had our side door unboarded so that they could get it in and out. And they delivered it on New Year's Day, which I was not expecting to do a delivery for appliances on New Year's Day, but they did, and they were wonderful. Fast and pleasant and smiling and just delightful, these two guys.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, I was thinking about that. We are also quick to complain.
Oh, yes, yes.
And very quick in expressing our displeasure with things.
Yes.
And so I went to and I got it through Lowe's is where I got the washer dryer. And I went to their website because I wanted to see where I could leave a comment about what a great job these guys did.
Mm-hmm.
And those websites, they really don't want you to contact them. They say they do, but I feel that it's insincere.
Jane, bring it back to Joy.
Okay. So I'm looking and looking and looking, and I can't find anywhere to contact anybody where it's not going to just get lost. Because this is a huge company.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the number for the Lowe's where we bought them, and I call, and I ask to speak to the manager, the assistant manager.
I speak to Bob Lowe.
Mr. Lowe, please. And I finally get the assistant manager, and I'm sure they thought that I was going to complain.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to give you guys a compliment.
Yes.
And I want to make sure the right guys get the message that the job they did has been recognized and appreciated.
Yeah.
And so I talked to this nice Lonnie for like 15 minutes. I said, I want to say something nice to you. He said, you do?
Yes. In customer service, when someone calls or writes an email to say thank you, you want to print it off. Or put them on speaker and run around and say, start a parade. Because people don't really do that.
I don't think we do. I don't. No. I think, again, we're very quick to complain. We're very quick to point out flaws. And then when we do actually get good service, it's like, well, shouldn't I get good service? Well, of course you should. But at least in my experience in the last couple of years, good service is no longer a guarantee.
Well,
and so when you do receive it, I think it is worth acknowledging.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think you should always expect professional, respectful service. You know, you're not walking out of there on cloud nine, but you're also not walking out of there angry.
Right.
So if you get professional, respectful service, that is what you are owed, period. Great and good service are just icing on the cake to me. And we live in an increasingly dodgy time where individuals have an attitude towards those in the service industry that is, you're not good enough to get a better job. You don't want to work. Can you even handle this? Are you stupid? All these different things. So when someone comes along and says, hey, I really enjoyed that. Thank you very much. Let so-and-so know they were great. That goes a long way. I mean, not just for, you know, future promotions or whatever, but it just makes you feel like you're doing it right. And, you know, I when I go to somewhere that's customer service based, I'm always really nice. Because my thought is, if I'm really nice to you, you might forget about it. That's fine. That's not a big deal. I'd rather be a source of joy or just a respectful, courteous encounter than be the person who, when you go home,
you say, tell a story about
this guy was
such a dick.
He ruined my day.
Yeah.
And so for me, like, I think what you did was absolutely wonderful because you were right. We are a community and a society that connects on negative.
Yeah.
Because if I tell you that Bridget and I went to a really great restaurant, you can be like, oh, that's great, cool. And then we move on to something else. But if I say we went to a restaurant and service was terrible and we pile up and pile up, then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, yeah, well, me and my husband, we went to a restaurant too. And it was, and then we're 45 minutes, we're just whining instead of saying, I went to Lowe's and had a really good experience. I love that. It's great.
Well, and the again, Lonnie that I spoke with was, he said, you know, you can just go to the bottom of the receipt and then go to the website and do it there. And I said, well, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that kind of stuff gets lost in the company algorithm and it just gets filtered down. And I told Lonnie, I said, I want to make sure these two guys, because I know you can track down who they were. Mm-hmm. They drove it from Chicago. The one has been doing installations on this for 31 years. I would just like to make sure that they are going to get the recognition that they should.
Well, that all, I mean, we talked about this earlier, and, you know, if I have a really bad customer service experience, I will fill out an online form. They usually send something to you. It's like, how did we do? I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell you. And more times than not, I get responses back from regional managers, district managers, who say things like, how can we make this better? That was never our intention. And that's great. And sometimes I'm like, well, it's, you know, I went to Target, you know, the things I had, I needed. So there's nothing you can really do, but I appreciate you responding to me. If you fill out those forms and you really, you take some time and you describe it, that will catch their eye.
It will.
It will. All the time, whenever I go to the Lego store, I always leave a review and they write their names down on your receipt so you can reference them, because I want to make sure that they get the credit for being good at their job.
Yeah.
So I think if you want to pass along a good note, go to the website, leave a little like an email almost, and say the experience, give them a little backstory, and that will catch a manager's eye. And whether they contact you is another thing, but I guarantee you that word will probably trickle down to somebody.
And that's all I want. Yeah. It's not like I need them to get back to me. You know, I think in this day and age when we are all so quick to complain and point out the flaws in just about everything, which I would never personally do.
Not right now, at least.
I mean, not in this segment anyway.
Yeah.
So I think I just, if you are a manager or a former manager, I'm curious, does this make a difference when people actually call you to leave a compliment?
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Or is this something that you have done, like me? You're old and you just, this is what I spend my time on.
When my wife and I moved to Kenosha, I found my alderman and I just sent him an email saying, hey, just let you know me and my wife moved into the neighborhood. Hopefully we can meet someday. Just introducing ourselves to the community. And he just rolled back and goes, wow, it's really great to get an email where someone's not yelling at me through caps lock. You know, I mean, but that's what we're used to now. I mean, if you work in a certain industries, you don't get contacted unless someone's angry at you. And when they're angry at you, they're angry at you because you ruined their world, when really you've just messed up their coffee. And really, they didn't mess up their coffee. They just ordered incorrectly.
But that blows my mind, too, though. It takes so little now, it seems, to set us off.
Yeah.
Like getting a coffee order wrong. Like, this is going to destroy the entire course of the rest of your life because it was the wrong vanilla flavor or whatever.
I think that's directly tied to the fact that we live in a world where our entertainment is filled with individuals who get paid millions of dollars
to complain,
to act like children and have these sort of reactions, because that's what we crave. We don't crave a reality TV show, because watching people in reality is boring. We want to see them absolutely ruin their lives while being complete children about it. So when we see people being rude to customer service, or, you know, doing what, getting their way, no matter how poorly they act, we now have ingested that behavior, and we're like, well, it worked for them.
Yeah,
we
worked for me. That's not reality.
You know, you meet people, you're like, oh, no manager has ever said no to you in your life, have they? And because that's what we're being fed now. So that's why it's important to be kind to people who are taking care of you. Like, and I'm not saying buy them a car, literally just a smile, thank you. The amount of time someone should say, I hope you have a great day. That does the
little teensy things, people. Seriously, just little eensy beensy things. If I run into a woman in the grocery store and I like her shoes or I like her hairstyle.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, just little compliments, and that can really make a difference for somebody, because you don't know what kind of a day they're having.
I saw a woman at the airport last week and I just loved her shoes. And I said, I love your Jordans. And as a guy, there's a part of me that says, don't say anything. But I was just like, I'm going to say, I love your Jordans and walk off. And that's it.
So you're not creeping her out or anything.
And I said, I love your Jordans. And she was like, thank you so much.
Little things.
Yes. I love the little things.
We can do little things.
Yeah, of course we can.
All right.
We're capable of doing that much, at least.
When we return, we are going to be talking to Civic News Media's reporter based in Racine, Stuart J. Waddles.
Mr. Stuart J. Waddles
is going to be joining us on the phone. He is in Big Bend. We are waiting for Vice President Kamala Harris, who is going to be speaking, I believe, around 12:15.
Yeah.
That tends to be we'll see what happens.
If they say 12:15, they may 12:45. I don't know why. I just want to do it now. I feel like one compliment
went to your head.
I feel like I finally found my Trump. She's going to be in Big Bend. Because that's how he says all city names. I'm going to Manhattan. Then I turn into like Billy Crystal. I don't know what happens.
There's a weird something going on.
No, I turn into Jerry Lewis.
it's a Trump Jerry Lewis kind of thing, which actually kind of works.
I have the biggest brains.
When we return, we're going to get serious.
Serious about the
serious
news.
About this. Stuart J. Waddles is going to be with us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the silly Civic Media Radio Network. Bad night.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Vice President Kamala Harris stopping today in Big Bend, and he's normally in Racine, but he is in Big Bend this morning, part of our Civic Media radio family. Stuart J. Waddles, good morning, Stuart. Thanks so much for joining us. What's happening?
Good morning to you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Stuart, where'd you go, Stuart?
Oh, there you're.
Hello.
Oh, there. That sounds a little bit better. Your connection
there
was cutting out a little bit.
It's just an honor and a pleasure to be on with you, Jane. And just before we get too much further, the best bumper music in all of Civic Media, Matinair on Air. You guys bring out the jams.
Well, thank you.
That's the board lord.
That's the board lord. That's the Dr.
Yeah,
Switch.
I heard him playing the Judds a couple of weeks ago. Yes, playing the Judds. Look at you guys.
Thank you so much, Stuart, for the compliment. Really appreciate it. And love having you with us on board. Your newscasts are terrific, and our news team is doing such an excellent job now. You are in Big Bend, correct?
I am in Big Bend, the village of.
And what time is the Vice President Harris here yet?
You know, I don't know if she's here yet. I think I saw the traveling press corps just come in a couple of minutes ago. You can kind of tell they come in later and they look like they've been running around. But I think that they may indicate her arrival. I'm not 100% on that. But like you said earlier, we're looking at like 12:15, 12:30, which could mean 12:45 or 1. So we're standing by. Oh, there's stuff going on here. There's a vocal group that's been performing throughout the morning. It's a borderline hoot nanny going on here.
Oh, is that the name?
It is. They've been singing this one. No, but they've been doing This Land Is Your Land. They've been doing some call and answer type stuff. Yeah, they're having fun up there.
Oh, that's good.
Keeping the crowd entertained as they wait around.
So is everything pretty? Now, tell us the business where she's speaking or the facility where she's speaking today.
Let me get this right because I can never remember it. International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. That's right.
Okay.
I got a friend with the Sheriff's Department standing here with me that's helping out.
Just so you get it right.
Pointing me in the direction where the sign was. we're just making sure we're crossing T's and dotting I's, things of that sort.
Well, and from what we understand, Stuart, her speech is to be focused very much on the lack of abortion access now in this country. And in Wisconsin, when Dobbs was overturned, we went back to an 1849 ban that has since been changed. Abortions are once again allowed in Wisconsin. That's not necessarily the case in a lot of states across the country, but that is expected to be the focus of her speech today, correct?
Oh, yeah, and that's what the signs will tell you, too. Big signs standing behind where the president or vice president will be. Big signs saying fight for reproductive freedoms. So there's no hiding about what this speech in here today is about. Yeah. And they've had a few speakers throughout the morning come up and tell some local stories about what's going on in Milwaukee, Waukesha. So they're kind of tying together the community before the vice president arrives.
And what about counter protesters? We spoke to Mike Crute earlier this morning. He called in and said that there were some pro-Palestinian signage.
Yeah, I shot some pictures to you two, and I think to our social media guy. There wasn't a lot of them. I'd say six or seven of them out there with flags and signs of varying messages. And again, there weren't that many of them. What was more causing the delay getting in was just Secret Service. It's just these rural roads, and you get a backup, and they need to search everything and everywhere. Open your hood, open your trunk, let me go through here. You got any fillings? All that sort of thing. So that's more of the delay getting in than the protesters. They're about a block away, a block west on National, if you know the area.
Yeah.
We're right off of 43. Just, I guess, to set the tone, right off of 43 near 164 is where this location is. So you can kind of get to it on National from both ways. And there are backups. And again, like I said, maybe a block west of here is where six or seven protesters have gathered.
I know exactly where that is. And Big Bend is not the big city to begin with. And that area is certainly, it's very small town.
Well, and two lane roads, I would think.
Yeah.
And I guess speaking to that small town nature, it's kind of interesting for this village to be picked as a stop for this sort of thing. And I'm guessing the venue had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's more of a small town, rural area.
But I think, and I personally think this is indicative, Stuart, that there is a lot more support among women, even in what were formerly predominantly red counties. There is a lot of bipartisan support for women's reproductive freedoms. And this is why the vice president is stopping in Waukesha County, which used to be a very reliable voting block. And I think that's changing.
And not the city. Big Bend. That's not the city of Waukesha, but Big Bend. That's a very, very red area.
Well, and like you're saying, that kind of speaks to this type of event in this location. Like you're saying, Jane, targeting those women wherever they are. It doesn't matter if they're in the big city, little cities, where they're coming at you with their message that they think is going to work.
And I don't think it's just women either, Stuart. I think it's reaching out to men. And I think the more that we talk about this issue, we are all learning things about this. And it is not a black and white, one size fits all in every instance. And those nuances are critically important, vitally important. And we talk a lot off the air, Greg, about how important it is for the men to come forward and support the women that they have in their lives when it comes to controlling their own bodies.
Yeah.
And what's strange, now that you say that, I'm looking up at this choir, and it's a men's choir here, Jane, performing for about 70-30 women at this event right here as we speak. Yeah, but that's kind of what the lay of the land is here right now, about 70-30. I did notice a couple of vans, kind of buses that came in, and they did encourage people to carpool because of the limited resources of parking.
Sure.
So some groups, I think, got together and came on in, and they're waiting.
Stuart, you will be doing reports. Are we going to take her live? Do you know when the vice president starts speaking?
I don't know if it's full in total. I think that there's been discussion about kind of dipping in and dipping out, maybe taking a minute or two there. I've been in communication with Todd, so I think I'll be checking with Mr. Albaugh coming up after the top of the hour, sometime in the noon o'clock hour. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for being our boots on the ground. Thank you so much for joining us, Stuart. We will absolutely talk again, and keep us posted. Stay close. The news is coming up next, as Stuart mentioned, followed by the wonderful The Todd Father, The Todd Albaugh Show from noon until 2 p.m. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hey everybody, Toddy's off, but Trigvi Olson's in the guest host chair. He has Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens tomorrow at noon on the Todd Albaugh Show on Civic Media.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the